dum da dee dum da dum dum dee dum da dum da dee dum dee da 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 dee dum dee dum do 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 da do dee dum da dee da dee do da do da dee dum.
Hello, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I am a pianist and composer. And the purpose of this video is to get you a sense of the music that I've produced this month, the creative projects that I'm engaged in professionally, and a little bit about my personal life as well, what's going on with me personally. And first thing to acknowledge is the cowboy hat. I recently moved to Texas. I came to the Austin area beginning around June 5th, came with a buddy of mine, and he helped me move in here. I got a day job, and I'm teaching some piano lessons in Round Rock and also in Austin. And while I'm doing all of those things, I'm also writing music for media. I just finished scoring an animation, and just very, very busy these days. So all is well, and I'm very happy to be making music with people in public again, in person. It feels really good. If you're in the area, feel free to hit me up over at Premier Music Academy, where I'm teaching lessons. And I'll also, it looks like I'll be soon teaching some lessons at a school in Austin as well. So that's what my life has been like personally. And I think now I'll transition to some of the things I've been doing professionally. As always, if you want to see what I've been doing professionally, you can find virtually all of my work at my website at bentibbetts.net. And that's what I'll be showing you here today. So when you go to my website, this is the page that first appears. Today I'll be going over some projects that I've uploaded to the archive, which is right here. The first thing I'd like to mention is that I just released a new album of music written for an animation. The music that I wrote was for an animation called Smosh Mosh, which I've mentioned before. Smosh Mosh by Janina Putzker, Yanni, is an animated series for adults. And it is genuinely for adults. It contains nudity, sexual content, and adult language. And this is not a show for kids. So I wanted to put that content warning up there, up front. But Smosh Mosh is a remarkable show. It's turning into a remarkable show. She's working on the pilot right now, Yanni and her team. And I wrote music for the pilot episode. Because I often write much more music than necessary for my clients, to provide them with options and also to put me in a good creative flow, I decided to release all of the music that I wrote for Smosh Mosh, some of which didn't even make it into the pilot episode. So this is music that would have just been sitting on my hard drive, but it seemed worthwhile to put it out there. And if you're interested in hearing this music, you can access it on this page. Just go to this page, which is under Mosh Lab, and you've got the tracks that you can download right here. You can download them individually, or you can download them all together as a zip file. The next project I'd like to share with you is the Audio Store, which can be found here under Store. People who produce content for the internet, and there are many more of them now than there ever have been, can purchase materials for use in their media online. They can go to royalty-free libraries where they buy, say, a track, which can be thrown into a podcast or thrown into as a video as background music. And generally speaking, when you purchase from royalty-free libraries, you're purchasing a track at a time or an item at a time. And I was, and still am to some extent, selling some music through a royalty-free library, but I've decided to instead start my own. And that's what I'm working on here. My audio store is music that is free for anybody to listen to and free for anybody to view as sheet music. Just click these play icons here and you'll find that you can view the sheet music for these tracks on YouTube. But in order to use this music in your media, which is what it's designed for, it's designed to be background music. In order to use it in your media, you need to become a subscriber to the website. And subscribing to my site is only $4 a month. If you subscribe to my site, you get access to not just a single track, like you would, generally speaking, on a royalty-free library. You get access to anything and everything that I put into this store, as well as everything else that's available just for subscribers. So this is just a quick plug for my audio store project. It's still a small library of music, but I'm adding to it every month. And my hope is to create a truly valuable, useful resource for people who enjoy my musical style, and to do so in a way that's really affordable. $4 is less than you would normally pay for a single track, in my experience online. And this doesn't just give you a single track, it gives you complete access to the library and everything moving forward. The track that I released this month was called Cloud City, and this is a gentle looping piece of music for solo harp. Another project that I released this month was a Christmas album. Now, for those of you currently going through a heat wave, maybe Christmas is the last thing you have on your mind, but perhaps this can cool you down a bit. I don't know. So if you're interested in Christmas music, under the archive, if you scroll down here and click Christmas album 2018, this is an old album that I produced in 2018, but I'm re-releasing for subscribers. So if you subscribe to my website, you get access to this music. The 2018 Christmas album is a collection of improvisations on hymns and religious music that is associated with the Christmas holiday. And more than that, it is an exploration of some hymns that are not as well known as most of the Christmas music that we listen to. You find some familiar old chestnuts here, like O Come All Ye Faithful, but some of these are not as well known, like How a Rose Ere Blooming, or Of the Father's Love Begotten, or one of my favorites, In the Bleak Midwinter. These are beautiful, lesser known Christmas music, and part of the pleasure of producing this album, which was created on request, was to really explore and shine some light on music that you don't normally hear on the radio. So if this piques your interest, this album of solo piano music has been uploaded to the subscriber-only area. And for $4 a month, you can listen to this album. And speaking of subscribers, if any of this sounds like it's up your alley and you'd like to subscribe, just go to this page here and scroll down, and you can subscribe right here by clicking this button. All you'll need is an email address and a credit card. And once you subscribe, I will send you a password. And the password can be used to log in to the subscriber area right here. Okay. So that's what I've been up to. As always, I'm incredibly grateful to those of you who support my work, who enjoy my work, and who have reached out to me expressing expressing kind words. It's really a privilege to be able to make music for a living, and I do not take it for granted. If there is some way in which you think I can better serve you, please feel free to let me know. My contact information is on my website. All right. Take care out there and stay cool.